Seems a trip down south to the Southern Highlands is in order. Bundanon Gallery's Season 2 program has begun and it showcases two leading Australian artists, Betty Puani and David Sequeira. Betty Puani's Malacha Malacha, Those Who Came After, is about connecting ancestral past with the future through ongoing care for country and culture, the understanding that what we do now already belongs to future generations. And The Shape of Music by David Sequeira is made up of works reflecting his long-standing interest in colour, geometry and sound. It runs from now until the 5th of October with us now on 2SER Breakfast, Bundanon CEO Rachel Kent. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning.
How was the opening weekend for this? It was 27th and 28th of June, so we're in full swing with the exhibition.
That's absolutely right. We were blessed with sunshine and it was the most gorgeous weekend. It was just a lovely celebration of two extraordinary artists and really powerful stories. Huge number of people came to join us in celebrating and we had talks, music, tours, all sorts of things going on.
And still heaps happening. Now, Betty Pomani's works, so she has works in private and public collections in the National Gallery of Australia, the Museum of Contemporary Art, heaps of places, and renowned APY Lands artists from northwestern South Australia. You've also worked with her closely previously.
That's right. I mean, Betty and I have quite a long working relationship. I've been following her work for over a decade. I think she's one of the great, great painters of this country and this generation. And I did work with her when I was based at the Museum of Contemporary Art and commissioned her in terms of a beautiful big painting for an exhibition called The Nationals. So that's part of this big survey at Bundanon.
Yes, and Malacha Malacha, or Those Who Came After, this latest work, it's part of a legacy of works, I understand, because Betty's mother and sister's works are also there as part of the exhibition?
That's absolutely right. Betty comes from a long line of female painters, and the words Malacha Malacha means, as you said, Those Who Come After. It's all about ensuring the transmission of knowledge through generations. So, you know, her mother taught her senior sister to paint. She taught Betty to paint. Betty, in turn, has taught her own daughter to paint. And there are works by Betty's mother and senior sister in the exhibition. Likewise, a beautiful collaboration with her daughter, who now has a young family. And, of course, in due course, it will be her turn to ensure that her children learn the stories of her country as well.
Oh, this is beautiful stuff. And The Shape of Music by David Sequeira, who's a Nam-based artist but born in New Delhi. His work's been at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, John Curtin Gallery, and now there with Bundanon.
That's right. I mean, David and I go back, well, several decades, I've got to say, but he's an extraordinary painter and artist. He's also a curator, he's an educator, so he has, you know, a range of activities. But as an artist, he makes these absolutely beautiful works, often in watercolour, and they're really looking at the idea of colour and geometry. Very, very delicate works. And also sound is an important part of this exhibition. There's a really beautiful collaboration with several leading musicians and composers.
Well, don't tell me that's a sort of like a synesthesia thing, that neurological condition where the senses kind of blend together.
That's kind of funny you say that because I've thought about that too. And there is this really beautiful interplay. I mean, David uses music stands as part of a sculptural component in his work, and that, of course, does suggest sound. And he uses musical manuscript sheets to paint upon. So, again, there is that automatic association. Yeah. And then you hear this gorgeous music, Hari Sivanesan, Eleanor Katz Chernin, you know, this kind of soundtrack that loops through the gallery and really kind of brings the work to life.
And obviously you're down there in the Shoalhaven region, which is a little bit of a drive from Sydney, not too far. But people who still don't want the opportunity to check out as much of the art as they can, there's the possibility of a weekend art retreat?
Yes, look, we're 2.5 hours directly south of Sydney. So, you know, you head down past Kiama towards Uluru. Nowra is just a bit lower. But it's entirely accessible for a day. We also have these fantastic weekend stays as well, where people can really experience the full scale of the property, do cultural walks on site through beautiful bushlands, you know, experience South Coast cuisine, obviously spend a lot of time engaging with culture and creativity, which is what we're there for.
This is awesome stuff. And let's not forget that on the 26th of July, you've got the not-so-blue light disco with Arnie Johnny and the Fun Police, a 90s disco spectacular featuring an epic playlist from 2SER's own DJ Lorna Clarkson.
There you go. That is another reason to come. It's a really fun weekend, that one. And it is a really great celebration of music, you know, dancing, community, a great playlist, and absolutely 90s colour block. So no effort, no entry. You must dress up.
You'll be strictly regulating that there at the door to the gallery, won't you?
I'm going to have to do a bit of research myself.
Yeah, right. Oh, this is beautiful stuff. And if we want to check out more of Lorna Clarkson's work, you can, of course, tune in to 2SER this evening from 8 to 10. Lorna is the host of Download Disco. This is wonderful stuff. Bundanon.com.au to find out more. Rachel, it's always wonderful to have you here on the show. Have you already started making plans for what's next at the gallery?
Look, we have. Bundanon, of course, was the legacy of the artist Arthur Boyd and his wife Yvonne, you know, who gifted it together to the nation. And so we have an incredible collection, and we have Boyd Collection Gallery. We have the beautiful Homestead. And actually, over summer, we've been looking at some of the untold stories of the Boyd family, which, of course, is the women, and it's five generations of women.
Excellent.
Well, incredible stories.
I'll have to get you back on to discuss that. In the meantime, go and check out everything that's happening there, bundanon.com.au. Rachel Kent, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks very much.